seventh case, Chitaro v. Gonzalez. Sadiq.
Thank you, Your Honors. May it please the Court, my name is Sadi Sadiq and I represent Ms. Chitaro in this case. The immigration judge's credibility finding is not supported by the record, is not based upon her testimony, and ignores completely the explanations that she provided. Instead, his decision and the tone of the hearing reflect that he was driven by his distrust of her documentary evidence, which she had submitted in support of her asylum application, and he effectively rendered and dismissed her testimony as a result. The immigration judge had an obligation to make an adverse credibility finding based upon her testimony because under the asylum regulations, an applicant's testimony is sufficient to sustain her burden of proof without corroboration. Now, from the outset in this case, the immigration judge drove Ms. Chitaro's testimony from what he perceived to be inconsistencies in her documentary evidence. For example, she begins by testifying about how she became a member of the Democratic Party, how she was elected to that position, and what her duties were. The immigration judge immediately interrupts her and starts asking her about the job contract which she had submitted in support of her membership in the Democratic Party, how she got it, whether it was a copy of the original, and why it was not signed when she had received it in the U.S. Now, his sole obsession with this documentary evidence in lieu of her testimony is further seen when he jumps into the documents that she submitted in support of her testimony that she was raped. He begins to ask her questions about his concern that the two letters from the doctor are somehow inconsistent with one another because one talks about mistreatment at the police station and the other one talks about the hemorrhage that she suffered and that it failed to mention, use the word rape.
Ms. Sadiq, does the record reflect what religion Ms. Chitaro is? About 70% of Albanians are Muslim, and then they're, you know, another 20 and 30%.
That question was never asked of her at the asylum hearing, but on her asylum application, she did list Muslim as her religion.
Okay, so there is at least some indication in the record that
yes,
she's Muslim.
It is in the record, correct. Now, again,
because, I mean, rape is, of course, a traumatic event for anyone, but one could imagine it being thought a private matter, in a sense, that the doctor wouldn't write that down because it would be embarrassing.
Correct. And she did testify that she did tell her doctor, her husband, and I believe it was her husband's parents who were in the home when she was examined, that they were the only people who she did mention the rape to. So the immigration judge then asked her, well, why does the letter that the chairman of the Democratic Party submit not indicate that you were raped? Well, she had previously testified that she did not tell them. She gave him other reasons for resigning from her position.
Now, the evidence the judge credited does support a few points. I mean, that she worked for the party. He agrees with that.
Correct.
He has no problem with the proposition that she was pregnant at the time. He has no problem with the proposition that she quits her job after whatever may have happened on March 2nd of that year, and that somehow or another, vaguely speaking, you know, the complications with her pregnancy were the reason.
That is correct,
that
Your Honor.
All that.
And
okay.
What's interesting with that, though, is that that part he does credit to her testimony, yet the documentary evidence which she had submitted by the chairman, which indicated she was a member of the Democratic Party, was at issue with the government during his cross-examination of Ms. Chitaro. So somehow that piece of evidence and his distrust with that document nevertheless translated in him finding that she was still a member of the Democratic Party. So then it begs the question that why does he not believe the other documents which he had submitted in support for her testimony? And again, at no point is she saying that I was raped and here is a letter to prove that. she's indicating
certificate of rape, yeah.
Exactly. And she's indicated that All the documents I have submitted with my application are here to support what I have to say. But the pivotal aspect of my claim is my testimony. And just a cursory review of the transcript in this case reveals that he never gave her that opportunity. And on issues which are central to his finding of a lack of credibility, at the least, she should have been put on notice that those were going to be issues to the IJ.
But a big part of his problem with her application for asylum is that he doesn't believe that these political activities in which she did engage would have caused the police to target her in the way they did. He's saying, you know, that you weren't even appointed yet as an election commissioner when the first bribe incident happens, and you're just one little functionary in one little polling place. You know, why would that? I mean, he really questions the, if you will, the causation link.
Right. But Ms. Shitaro did provide an explanation. He may not have eventually bought that explanation, but there's nothing in his decision to indicate that he has dismissed her explanation. For example, she does say that, I don't know why they would target me. And they apparently knew before she was appointed to be the election official representative for the Democratic Party during the elections that they knew beforehand that she was going to be in that position.
So is your argument that it was legally wrong for the immigration judge to demand from her an explanation of her persecutor's motives, or is it your argument that he accepts the fact that the police did abuse her but just doesn't think that's enough abuse, or that it was on account of, if you will, focusing on the statutory criteria? What are you saying?
Well, essentially, it's a little bit of both, Your Honor. I mean, part of it is that he is essentially, I believe, doubting that she would have been persecuted, or that the motives of these persecutors were on account of her membership as a Democratic Party official. But part of it also is that he, you know, whether he even doubts that these events even took place. It's hard to
tell.
But
he does accept that that the doctor came. I mean,
yeah,
he knows that something happened, but he doesn't know what.
Right. So whether he's saying that is it because these events did happen, but they weren't on account of her membership in the Democratic Party, or whether he doubts they happened at all, given that he's accepted piecemeal some of the incidents that she's, some of the facts that she is a Democratic Party member, that a doctor did come, that she was an election official. But in the end, his decision is devoid of his ultimate reason for why he found her testimony to be implausible and subsequently incredible.
Well, he dismisses as basically completely unreliable this police report, right? It was her husband who got that?
Correct.
And so again, I mean, your burden is to show why he was compelled in some sense to come to the ultimate conclusion that you would like. Because if it's in the range of possible conclusions, then that's his call, right?
Correct. And again, the issue is he making that basis due to the documentary evidence or due to what he perceives to be inconsistent testimony? Mm-hmm. And his decision is devoid of that. Or what decision is provided doesn't bear to the record in this case. Because, again, she did provide explanations for those events.
Mm-hmm.
If there are no further questions, I'd like to reserve the rest of my time for rebuttal.
Thank you. Mr. Marsteller?
May it please the Court, Eric Marsteller for the United States. In this case, petitioner seeks asylum on the basis that she refused a bribe as a political official in Albania and that she later was detained and raped because of her refusal. Ms. Shitaro presented her claim to the immigration judge, but the immigration judge found that he was not persuaded by her account. The immigration judge did not believe that Ms. Shitaro's story was entirely truthful. In reviewing the immigration judge's decision, this court must uphold the immigration judge's factual findings, including his adverse credibility finding, unless the court finds that the record compels a contrary result.
What exactly I mean, I'm having trouble figuring out what he didn't believe, because he certainly does accept, as I was saying to Ms. Siddique, a number of things. And I think he accepts even that she was at the police station. Whether they raped her or whether she suddenly developed vaginal bleeding with her pregnancy for some other reason or what have you might be a point where he's uncertain. There he draws an inference, which I'm not sure where he gets this from, that the doctor would have indicated rape as opposed to just the medical condition she found. But what exactly is it that he doesn't believe?
Well, there's a few things, Your Honor. He didn't believe, first off, that Ms. Starr would be singled out for harm based on her refusal to sign these election documents. He also didn't believe her claim of rape based strictly on the testimony. So, therefore, he looked at the corroborating evidence and found...
Why does he think, you know, in light of what was going on in Albania, that she wouldn't have been... I mean, she was a fairly prominent person. She was the secretary of the... person who was the head of the party in that area.
Well, I think her prominence, I think it's questionable. She testified that her responsibilities included arranging meetings, providing information to the chairman of the party, and then she also said that she did radio addresses. But the radio addresses were not, and she just basically read something. It sounded like she read something over the radio, but those didn't occur.
The radio, I mean, that's not like sitting in your living room chatting with people about the Democratic Party, like our cafeteria case earlier this morning.
I agree, Your Honor, but the radio addresses were not until August or September of 2000, the 2 months prior to the election. So that goes to the immigration judge not believing that she would be targeted for this bribe attempt in May of 2000.
Does the judge believe that she and her husband received the letter threatening their lives?
I don't think the judge discusses the letter or not. He bases his finding on the other evidence in the record.
Right.
And what about the bomb outside of the husband's grocery store?
The judge acknowledged that there was a letter in the record about a bomb, but he noted that the letter didn't indicate that he didn't indicate any reason behind the bombing, and didn't indicate that it was targeted at Mr. or Mrs. Mishdar or her husband.
But apparently the bomb was on the doorstep of the husband's store.
I believe it just says it was outside his store, but a bomb on the street, it was just, I believe, just 10 days after the election. So there could be, after a protest by the members of the Democratic Party.
Right. I mean, you know, it's just troublesome that he wouldn't have taken into account these cumulative things, since a police officer monitoring the polling place warns her that her refusal to endorse the results would endanger her life. Then there's the bomb. Then there's the letter saying you're playing with your life. Then she testifies to what they said when they capture her. I mean, there's a lot. She did the wedding pictures that are stolen from the house, the robbery.
These are all claims that there was no corroboration for. The claims for...
How do you want people to corroborate rape? What does the government think sufficient corroboration of rape is?
In this case, because Ms. Darrow submitted the doctor's letters, the judge found it reasonable that the letters would include something about the conduct that caused or the whatever.
Why
the
would a doctor do that? If what she's saying is I've been raped and I'm afraid I'm going to lose my baby, don't you think the doctor would be focusing on the pregnancy?
Yes, but in this case the reports...
And she should have said to the doctor, I might go to the United States someday and seek asylum. And so just in case, would you mind writing down in English that I've just been raped? I mean, she's a Muslim woman.
Well,
my goodness.
That's a good point, Your Honor, because the letters that the doctor produced were not produced contemporaneously with the treatment. They were produced after the doctor was approached by Mishdaro's husband to produce them for her asylum claim in the United States. So they were produced in 2003 for the sole purpose of being used in her asylum application. And it was for that reason that the immigration judge felt it reasonable that the letters would include some information about the nature of the...
Was that communicated to the doctor that in order to provide a full medical report she had to indicate the underlying cause of the medical problem?
We don't know because there's nothing in the record from...
No, we don't know. So on what basis did the immigration judge make that assumption?
Well, one quick point is there's nothing in the record from Mishtaro's husband indicating how he went about obtaining these documents. I'm sorry, your question again?
I just don't know on what basis the immigration judge thinks that a subject as sensitive as rape in an Islamic society would be discussed that openly.
The judge makes two. There's two points, Your Honor. Well, first is that the judge noted that the doctor was willing to acknowledge that there may have been mistreatment at the police station.
Oh, but that's a completely different thing.
Okay. Well, then.
I mean, rape is private, right?
As for the doctor's actual report, the doctor's report is very specific and detailed about the procedures that she used in treating Mishtaro, including that. She gave her certain medications. She checked her blood pressure. She stated that she had, and another point, I'll get to that in a minute. She also said that the doctor said that she checked with her fingers Mishtaro's vagina to see if there was, we don't really know what for. The judge's point was that the doctor's statement was entirely consistent with the idea that she had complications with pregnancy, which is what she had. Which is what the Democratic Party records indicated was her reason for
reason. But why? I mean, you could say you were having complications with pregnancy if you were at risk of losing a baby as a result of a brutal rape, just as if you had some other problem. I mean, you're acting like this is inconsistent, and it's actually just one of the ways her description could have happened.
Well, I think...
There's nothing inconsistent at all.
I think that... It is one of the ways that the evidence could be interpreted. However, the court here must find that the evidence compels the conclusion that Mishtaro was, in fact, raped and that the rape was because of her refusal to accept the bribe. And in this case, what we have is the evidence could show that she was, in fact, raped. The evidence could show, as the immigration judge found, that perhaps he didn't conclude that she was. It was just pregnancy complications. He concluded that he wasn't sure and that Mishtaro hadn't met her burden of persuasion to convince him one way or the other, convince him that it was, in fact,
the doctor's report corroborates that she was beaten up.
The doctor's...
Why would that not be enough to show past persecution, even setting aside her testimony that she was raped in addition to being beaten up at 6 months pregnant?
Thank you, Your Honor. There's a couple things. First, you would have to show that any harm that occurred was on account of her political opinion, that it was somehow linked to this bribe in May 2000 and her refusal to certify the election results in October 2000. And so that's one reason, one point the immigration judge didn't find that there was that causal link.
And what was that finding based on?
Well, with regard to the bribe, the judge didn't find it credible or plausible that she would be bribed in May 2000 when the election wasn't until October 2000. And where she, in her testimony, she specifically said that in May 2000, she was told that the reason she was being offered a bribe is because she was going to be an election commissioner in October 2000, that they wanted her to sign the socialist results for the Socialist Party. But that's 5 months before the election, and Mishtaro herself testified she did not even know that she was going to be an election commissioner until the end of September. So first off, the timing, the judge didn't buy the timing, and secondly, the judge... I forgot what my second point. Excuse me. So the judge took this finding that he didn't believe that the bribe was as described on account of her political purposes. The March 2001 incident, even if she was just somehow mistreated at the police station, this court has found that mistreatment at the police station is not necessarily persecution. So it still does not necessarily, the evidence does not compel that there was persecution even if there was beating. I see I'm out of time. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Ms. Sadiq. Minute and a half, Ms. Sadiq.
Your Honors, if there are no questions for me, I have nothing further. We would just ask that this court remand this case back to the Board of Immigration Appeals. Thank you.
Thanks to both counsel. The case will be taken under advisement. Move to case number 8.